ABC Radio Australia.
Well, today marks 1 year since the deadly earthquake struck the highlands of Papua New Guinea that claimed at least 160 lives and left thousands of people homeless. But a year on, health case workers say that the quake victims are still suffering from grief and post-traumatic stress, with reports that some displaced families have also been subjected to abuse. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, it's challenging PNG's already strained mental health care services.
As disaster relief workers were responding to the physical damage caused by the earthquake in Hela province last year, a much less visible impact was already beginning to emerge. Doctors warned of children and families suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, made worse by a lack of mental health services for those displaced. And now, a year later, many of those concerns remain. Dr. Betty Coca is the Director of Public Health with the Enga Provincial Health Authority. She says that although people have resumed their daily lives, the mental health impact of the earthquake is taking a toll.
People are slowly getting back to their normal way of life. The post-traumatic incidences are slowly, people have to live with them, and they are integrating back into the community. But it will take time for them. You know, their gardening land, their hunting grounds, the survival basically was affected.
Dr. Coca believes that mental health care in Papua New Guinea is neglected, particularly in remote areas like the quake zone in the highlands. She says such disasters put added pressure on services that are already stretched thin.
When you have generally not enough mental health services, then when disasters happen, you know, you can imagine, it doesn't work.
The strain has already been felt by the country's only family violence hotline, run by Child Fund, that usually provides counselling services for victims of gender-based violence. In the aftermath of the earthquake, those counsellors were fielding calls from victims, seeking information on food deliveries and aftershock alerts.
When the earthquake happened, it was like a challenge for the staff here.
But even in the 12 months since the disaster, the calls are still coming in, some of them from victims of abuse. Child Fund's Kanime Daniels and Welsh Sickle say this is the result of displaced earthquake survivors being exploited.
We also help in terms of some of the rape cases of some minor children that were also within our service late last year. Actually, they took advantage of the displacement. When the disaster happened, and then, you know, people are scared all over the places or different places where they were in care centres. And then, other people took advantage of the vulnerable group and then started abusing them.
There's particular concern that those with the most severe mental health needs might actually be too young to access healthcare services like the helpline. UNICEF's Dan McLaughlin says over 250,000 children were affected by the quake, and he believes they are most at risk of future mental health problems linked to disasters.
Post-traumatic stress disorders are not surprising when children experience such dramatic events in their life. They don't have a mature mind to be able to analyze the situation, so it affects children more deeply and more dramatically most times than adults. Even though that trauma, the moment of trauma has passed, there still is that high level of stress, tension, anxiety that maintains itself in children.
But Mr. McLaughlin says the earthquake also provided an opportunity for UNICEF to expand their support to the remote and already vulnerable areas of the PNG Highlands.
Where the earthquake occurred, it was in a very fragile part of the country already, where there were not a lot of health and educational facilities and support, and it was very difficult for children to grow up and to be living in safe learning spaces and the like.
Over the last year, UNICEF has established 10 educational spaces for children and trained 81 psychosocial and outreach workers to provide mental health support to children in areas where the earthquake hit. Nevertheless, some fear that the calls for better mental health care following natural disasters have fallen on deaf ears. Dr. Coca from Enga Province says she worries about what will happen on the day that another disaster strikes.
After the earthquake, we need mental health services. We need ongoing psychosocial rehabilitation. And it's not a question of whether it will happen or not. It will happen. We are on the rim of fire, so it will happen. Disasters will happen. Flooding will happen. Earthquakes will happen. Volcanoes will happen. But the question is, we need to be prepared.